And we're back. We are here with part two of Maddie and Tay. Oh my gosh, how great was part one? Did you not freak out hearing about their souls, their hearts, how they've navigated this industry being a woman, how they deal with stress? They are so real, so authentic, and their music that they just created is the best, most heartfelt, soulful music they've ever made. So get excited. Here is part two of Maddie and Tay.
It's Maddie and I talk about this movie all the time, but Inside Out.
Yes, you have a kids' movie, Inside Out.
Okay,
y'all, oh my gosh, you have to watch it. You have to watch it.
So it's a movie, and it's basically about this girl and all of the emotions that live inside your head. It sounds so crazy. Wow. I don't have different personalities.
But it's genius.
We all have different personalities.
Don't worry.
So it's like all, it's like animated, and it's all the little like emotions in your head. So anger, happy, sad, hungry, like whatever. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's easy for me to kind of go inside, because I can't, if someone says something to me and I need to like respond in a very mature, kind, smart way, like I can't do it right away. I have to think about it, I have to think of the best route. Like I analyze every situation. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I could say this, but then it might lead to this. I could do this, but then it might lead to that. So I literally, in my mind, I have to go down every road and what it would look like long term before I react to anything.
I wish I did that.
Me too.
I'm just like, you're so smart.
No, y'all.
I'm just like,
no, y'all.
You asshole.
No,
you're an asshole.
No, I'm just kidding.
Same. I'll just say it with a smile, though. I'll be like, you're an asshole. But the fault in that is it can make people think that I'm disinterested or that I'm not hurting. Because a lot of the times you've probably thought that I don't feel the same way as you.
Oh, no, I knew, but I was just waiting
until
she told
vocal.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of the times it can make people think that I'm just like really upset or really angry or I don't care, but
really
reality,
your mind has exploded.
In reality, I've exploded, and once I figure out which lane I'm going to take, mm-hmm. then I will react.
That's awesome, though. Really?
I wish I would do that.
I do, too.
I don't think about, like, I'm so quick to just, like say whatever I feel like I need to say.
I have learned from my past, though, that I'm trying to be more like that, where I know that if I feel resistance or anger, I cannot respond. Because I always respond so much more harsh than I think I am.
Yeah.
Like, when I quickly respond, and then I'm like, then I have to like undo it. And then what I was trying to tell them anyway is void, because now I'm on, the only thing I'm trying to do now is apologize.
Yeah. See, I've had to find like filters in people. Like our manager, I will like filter things through her. I'll filter things through her sometimes and just be like, or even like my boyfriend, I'll just be like, okay, how should I word this to where I get my point across, but I don't upset anyone?
And it's custom to everybody. Which is so
hard
to figure out.
Because I have learned, my sister's sister-in-law says this. She says, you're right, you're rude, you're wrong. Like, if you're right, but you're rude, then you're wrong.
Totally.
And so, like, that is what I
learned that recently.
Awesome.
It's kind of sad.
How did you learn that?
I just learned that, like in my household, and let me tell you, like, I had a great childhood. My parents are amazing. Like, I love them.
Right. But we all have stuff. Even if you have the best... Your parents are doing the best they can, but they're still going to mess with their brain.
And I'm
going to
have kids, and I'm going to jack them
up. It's just the way that's how it all goes.
It's just the
way of the world, baby.
Yeah. But with the household that I grew up in, it was like, if you felt some kind of way, you just said it. Like, it was like, I mean, it was either like you were really, really quiet and you just like let someone just have, like someone was just telling you like it was,
right.
and you just kind of sat there and took it, or you were the person where you're just like, so like I don't know, just seeing
learning
that.
Learning how to, like, filter it in a way where you're getting
really
your point across, but politely.
But even as a family, my little sister and I, my mom and my dad, we've all learned how to filter things to where, like, because me and my dad are very, like, I don't know what the actual, like, what's the phrase where it's just, like...
Both alphas or something, kind of, like, hard-head? Or,
yeah,
like, you both just, like, say it how it is.
We just say it how it is, and it comes from a place of love.
Blunt?
But very, very
blunt.
Like, not careful with what we say at all.
And both of y'all are okay with that.
No.
Okay.
No. Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
I learned that, like, when I moved to Nashville and was on my own, I was like, I can't just sometimes, and that's like another thing where it's like your soul, where it's like sometimes, you know, if she's upset about something and it's like making me angry, like what she's going through is making me angry, sometimes I have to be like, okay, don't react with anger. Like, just be encouraging and keep your own personal things about this situation. Like, you know, if she's having something with someone,
yeah,
I like
it's hard not
go
to get angry.
Person. But to her, I can't be like, I'm gonna go freaking kill him, or like,
because that's putting negative energy. It's just fueling the negativity.
So I have to like take a minute, because like me and my dad were just so just like ready to freaking roll whenever. Like if someone is gonna mess with someone that we love,
you're on
family. We're on, yeah. And so I have to be like, okay, it's like it's all good, like, you know. But it's
so hard to do that.
Because I'm like, I just want to punch.
So funny. How do you guys? Speaking of this, how do y'all maintain your friendship? Because to me, y'all seem like y'all are the best of friends, most amazing of friends.
We're close. Yeah.
How do you make that work? Because so many groups, duos are together, and then they go through all these things. They have all the success. They have all these in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. It's just a crazy ride.
Yeah.
So how do you guys maintain your best friendship?
I think a lot of it has to do with everything we've been through. Because when you share struggles with someone, like actually everyday struggles, going through the exact same thing, it just brings you closer. But also I think when we met when we were 15 and 16, our initial connection was like, let's be best friends. Totally. Let's go to the lake. Let's hang out. Let's make custom phone cases. Like,
that's what we did. Literally. Every summer till we moved to Nashville, we would just like go to fun
let's
things.
Go get Chick-fil-A and sneak it into the movies. Like,
we did that. Four Chick-fil-A meals into a movie theater
one
time.
We lived life as best friends before we... It was actually professional. The whole time we were a duo and we were making music together. We were creating music together, but we were still friends. Like, we did friend things. It was never... We weren't like, here, you be with her and y'all sing together. It was like,
And there was like never competition of like, who's the bigger star in the duo? Because, you know, sometimes people...
Type A, type B, it just worked
out. Y'all just fit.
So it was like, never a question. It just was like, it just makes sense like this.
Yes.
But also, I think like, respect is so important. Like, I feel like sometimes if you feel like someone's not understanding you or disagreeing, if you don't disagree,
it's healthy.
It's not totally normal. Healthy. You have to disagree and you have to not see eye to eye on everything. But when that happens, you have to figure out, okay, like, and with me being so like just ready to rock and roll, I'm like, okay, how is she feeling about this? Like, is this something that
just
I can give into?
You have to intentionally think about
totally.
It.
Totally. Or like, if it's something that she like, and we have kind of a golden rule where it's like, if it's something that we're each really passionate about, and if it like passionate negatively or positively, we will communicate like, hey, I really am not feeling this, and I'll be like, totally. Okay, you know, like it, maybe it was something that I, you know, was interested in,
but not that interested in.
Yeah,
and
not,
if you have a
not
strong
enough
opinion,
to upset her. Yeah,
it's not worth it. But if you were strongly yes, then you'd be like, okay, we really
then
need
she
to talk
would,
this
yeah,
out.
Exactly. Totally.
And you don't cry wolf. You don't like say you're really passionate about something if you're not.
Because so you make it count.
Yes,
totally. You're not gonna say this means the world to me if you
totally
have to say you're
yeah totally. Because there's been times where like a sponsorship made sense. Like I related to it.
Right.
Remember that one?
Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, I really want to do this. I feel so passionate. And Tay was like, I do not have the connection and I can't go to these events and pretend like I have a connection. And I was like, oh, I really want to do this, but I was like, you know what, she's right. Like, we're a united team, and like, we have to treat every song we put out, every event that we go to, any podcast that we choose, like everything needs to be like cohesive, and it's not like she's dragging me or I'm dragging her. You know
both
I mean?
Are fully invested.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
That's another thing I've been learning in this influencer series is being an authentic brand, which you guys are human beings.
I love
you're
the
a brand
thing about that too. Like just being authentic.
Talk to me about how you guys show up every day authentically and how that means sometimes turning things down.
Yeah.
Saying no is a really big part of it, I think.
Especially when there's money attached. Like, what if there's good money attached?
Oh, we've turned down a big amount of money a lot of times because it just wasn't right.
Because you're like, we're going to stay true to our brand.
Yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
Tell me why that's important to you guys.
For us, I feel like from day one, especially even with our music, writing our music, it was like, are we really going to be the girls that stand up on stage and sing songs that we don't feel a personal connection to? Because that's potentially going to ruin our lives. Like,
so many people do that.
Right.
I know, and it's so sad. It makes you not like music anymore.
Exactly, and it just seems to us like a miserable way to live. Like, if we're going to be artists, why not be artists and Maddie and Tay individually? Like, bring our actual souls, hearts into it. Rather than just viewing it as a career, like it's our lives, it's everything.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like,
so
it
has to match your soul.
Because with you too, like, you are your brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you are selling yourself. Like, all, like, you know, a person at, I don't know, a jewelry store is selling their jewelry.
Yes.
And so when they go home, if they didn't sell a piece of jewelry, it's like, oh, you know, someone will buy it. But if people aren't investing in you,
it's your actual
life. It's like
life.
A personal hit where
and
you're just
wanna,
like,
essentially. preach to an audience about something that we don't even
that you're not
even
exactly, which makes so much sense. And that is the thing, mm-hmm. is like, you guys are a brand, but also you're humans, and you are sharing your heart and soul. At the end of the day, that is what people are buying into, because regular people don't know that there's a huge machine running this and pumping stuff out for money.
Totally.
But really, so that it's up to you guys to make sure that that's
like consistent,
in your truth, because otherwise people could force that on you.
Well, and this is the thing. So like with any influencers, and we've heard this too, because like we just got into like the influencer world
it's
and everything.
Wild world out there.
It's wild. But I will say, like, the minute that you just take one thing that doesn't make sense, you're going to start taking more things that don't make sense. And then the brand that you've worked so hard for is not going to be what you want it to be.
Yeah.
So it just like,
it's going to get watered down. Yeah. And then people are not going to listen to what you have to say, because they're like,
I'm just doing this because it's
Right. It's like, are you going to like do 15 punches? Or are you going to pack a giant punch and just go for it a couple times?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, love that.
Make it count. Yeah. Make it count. And just don't get sloppy, like, because there's so many times where both of us are like, man, we could use the money,
we could use that cash,
and then we're just like, it depends on what you want. If you are just trying to capitalize on what you're doing right now, do everything. But if you're trying to build a longer, you know, if you're trying to have that longevity, like, know your worth and know, like, sometimes there's not a price that can make something make
sense. And just because you say no to an opportunity now that may seem like it could launch your career, but it doesn't feel right, doesn't mean that the opportunity in a different way is going to come later that makes more sense.
Right.
So you kind of just have to trust in the process and that God's going to make the opportunities pop up.
And trust your gut. Have you figured out that your gut is more on than you think it is?
Yes. And I want to talk to you about that, because you said if you feel like it isn't wrong. It's like, it feels like a huge opportunity, but your gut is saying like, don't do it.
Then trust that the right one's going
to
come on.
How do you know how to trust your gut? Because I feel like, and I want to, since we're hopefully talking to women and the everyday woman who's trying to find herself, especially, how do you know how to listen to your gut? And how do you know how to have the confidence to move forward and with your gut? What's the difference between emotions in your head and your gut feeling?
For me, I don't trust my gut. I trust God. I can't.
How do you know when he's God?
For me, have you guys ever seen, there's like a split poll where it says, God calms you, the devil rushes you. God, I know what you said, encourages you, the devil like makes you feel, it's like a separate
anxious
thing. And it's, for me, I've like lived by that. Because whenever I'm trying to make a decision or I'm just going through something, if I feel this way about it, then
so
I know.
So if you feel like, the devil would be like anxiety, resistance, stress, like it doesn't match your soul.
It just doesn't feel right. Yeah, and it doesn't line up with my beliefs and morals, and I trust that God's going to give me peace, and if I have peace about something, then I trust that that's
so
totally. God's like reminder, like, you're on the right path.
So if you have peace, if it flows easily, if there's no resistance, if you feel like it matches your personal moral code, then you can move forward.
And if I'm if I'm not sacrificing the feelings of others or myself or like doing any harm.
Okay, so that's a very basic way to break down God, gut, God.
Right.
No
See,
God.
Mine is like all intertwined.
Okay.
Because I like not to be all like weird.
I love this because we're getting to give like both perspectives.
I know.
It's so great.
From, it's like the introvert and the extrovert.
Yeah, I love it.
You know?
So great.
It's so funny.
But for me, like, I talk to God like he's my best friend.
Yeah,
so like in the car, I'll be like, hey God, it's me, Maddie.
It's me again.
I know you're trying to help many people right now.
But I, like, I've had really weird things. I'll have to tell you this one day because it's too long of a story. But I've had moments where, like, I will feel like the Holy Spirit telling me to tell someone something, and I will, like, get the courage to say it, and it's exactly what the person needs to hear. Or just weird stuff. I've had, like, dreams, like premonition stuff where things came about.
And break that down, because I feel like, is that basically, do you feel like it's the Holy Spirit when all of a sudden you're just going about your regular day and you get like this random thought that comes in your mind that you weren't thinking about someone else with a specific message?
Oh,
is
totally.
That what it is?
That is, for me, that's what it is.
Because
some people, like, so my grandma, she's really spiritual and she has to have three confirmations. So like
Three confirmations.
So for example, just a quick little story.
Oh, that's cool.
My grandma wanted to start volunteering at a hospital. And
I love three confirmations.
I know.
Yeah. And so she was like, you know, I was talking to God and I was praying about it. And so I kind of had the thought and it popped in my head. And then my aunt called her and she's like, Mom, you should really like, you know, this was like a day after. She's like, Mom, you should start working at the hospital. I think it'd be fun. And she, you're not fun, but you're
good
so
check.
Good.
That was that confirmation number one?
That was number two.
Number two?
Because God kind of already put it in her heart.
So the first one was her thought.
Yes.
She was in two confirmations from other
check. Yeah. Okay. One, and then another one where one of her friends from Bible study was saying, like, hey, you should really come volunteer at the hospital with me. I'll get you all hooked up, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, like three confirmations.
That's so awesome.
But I'm going to add that to my my checklist.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just like you just kind of have to, like, you have, I feel like in this society, we all can do not do well at listening. Like, we're trying to fix everything so much. And for me, I'm like, I don't want to listen to what God has to tell me. I want to fix whatever the situation is that he has me in. Like, I just want to fix it. I don't want to listen to what the real solution is. But it is tricky being, like, a woman of God in this industry.
And I was going to say, how do you navigate that? Because I do feel like, okay, social media has been positive and negative. Negative in the comparison game has skyrocketed. But positive in... Also, the real side has skyrocketed because now, like, you guys can directly tell us how you're feeling. You can show yourself with no makeup. You can show yourself doing whatever. Totally. Whereas before, we would have never gotten to see that. We would just see your perfectly curated pictures and
Photoshopped and touched, and you're just like,
Now with social media, you guys can actually, like, let us into your personal life, which is the benefit.
Yeah.
But how do you... And so because of that, I feel like people's faith is starting to pop up more because people are talking about
feel
faith.
More comfortable to...
More comfortable. Mm-hmm. How do you guys define faith? And how do you work your faith into this career?
Man, there's times where just with writing songs, we incorporate it. But the biggest thing for us is, like, we are not going to be the girls that are like, you should be a Christian and God is real and Jesus and blah, blah, blah. Like, we're going to be really kind and, like, let our actions speak for, you know, our words. Like,
if we're judging them, we're not doing it right.
Yeah, well, and some people, they're like, why are y'all so happy all the time? Why are you so positive? I'm like, Jesus, man, he's a good friend. You need to get to know him. He's a good one. But just, like, letting your actions speak for, you know. But then this is the thing, because it's like, you know, being in the Bible Belt, I guess you can say, in Nashville, everyone's
religion,
like,
can get so skewed. People can use religion, it against other people.
I feel like religion is one thing and spirituality is one thing. So we're on the spiritual spectrum. Like, religion, like, we're not going to judge you. Like, if
we're not going to exclude you.
Yeah, I'm going to wear a bikini because I want to wear a bikini. And, like,
exactly.
I'm not going to, like, sometimes I cuss and sometimes I drink wine, but I feel like Jesus still
loves me. I had sex before marriage and I think I'm still going to heaven.
Exactly. Jesus still loves you. It doesn't matter.
I think a lot of the times people can view having a relationship with God as, oh, they're perfect.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
look at that. But in reality, we're, like,
the most
way
broken.
Far from perfect. That's why we need him. You know what I mean? So I feel like for us, like Maddie said, planting those seeds instead of, like, shoving trees down people's throats.
Yeah.
We never want people.
Because that's a turnoff.
It's a turnoff.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't help anyone to put out there that you're perfect. Like, how is that going to help anyone else?
No. Well, and that's why, like, we put out a video at the beginning of this year on YouTube and just kind of explained to our fans, like, hey, this is why it's taking so long. We had a label change and it's been really rough.
Yeah.
Like, trying to put out new music. And I, like, went through a really hard depression whenever the label shut down.
Really?
Because my purpose was so attached to...
Okay, explain that a little bit.
Yeah. So my purpose in life was attached to my job.
I totally get that.
And so...
What successes we got and all that stuff.
Yeah, when I felt like my purpose was being taken away, which was my job, not my heart.
Exactly.
I was like, you know, what am I doing here? Like, what am I contributing to the world? Like,
and now I'm worthless.
So, yeah, I felt like I had no worth, and I literally would look in the mirror and not recognize who I saw. I was just like, who is this girl? I'd be like, I don't like her. She's, like... broken and just ugh. And then now
and
I
her,
look,
what she had, her special spark is now gone, so you're worthless.
I totally
relate to that.
And then once I, like, unwinded that thing where I was like, it's
how did
not,
you unwind it?
Oh, girl, it was like, honestly, like a couple months ago.
I feel like a lot of women especially look in the mirror every day and they're like, who are you? Like, are you doing? Where's your purpose?
That's at least once a week for me.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
It's always kind of,
you're always like, girl, come on.
It's so nice to hear that you guys feel that way too.
Oh, no? All the time. Like, there's so many times where both of us, like, just feel like this small, or like, we'll be, I don't know, the comparison game, and I'll just look at her and she's just like, you are your own. God created you just the way you are. Like,
ain't nobody gonna say yes.
Yeah, we always say, ain't nobody gonna steal your joy. That's what we always say to, like, but, like, it's just.
So after the depression and you lost yourself and you didn't know who you were, how did you redefine what your purpose was and how did you rediscover it? Because originally it was your career.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden your career is gone at that moment. Not that it's gone, but, like, the high mountain, it's gone.
Yeah, totally.
Obviously it's not. But, like, for that second, it's all wiped out. So then how do you redefine what your purpose is when you feel like you don't have one?
Great question.
There was a book that I'm still reading because I'm just hanging on. I don't want it to be over. There's a book. It has a long title. It's In a Pit with a Lion on a Snowy Day.
I've heard so many good things.
By Matt Batterson. That book changed my life. And two, I felt like once I owned the fact that I was broken, because both of us were like, we want to be strong.
It's hard to admit that. It's hard to admit that you're broken.
We're known for being strong females in country. Like, what do you do when you get up on stage and it's like, hey, everyone, like, girl in a country song and fly, we're strong. And you
feel
that
way.
Shit. You feel awful.
Yeah.
And so it was like, once I owned the fact, like, I am broken, I am having a rough time. And once I started, like, leaning on other people and just, because I don't know.
Realizing that everyone's broken?
Yeah. Well, and this is another devil thing where it's like when you are having a hard time, like he just uses that to his advantage where you just kind of close yourself off. And the moment that I started realizing I had something was wrong was when I stopped like talking to her. I wouldn't talk to my family. Like I just wouldn't open up and I'm like, oh, something's wrong. And then I just was like, we're going to start here and just start from the bottom and then work our way back up.
Do you just start with like your pain? Like, why do I feel that way?
Yeah. I just was like, okay, what
am I hiding? What's making me feel ashamed right now?
Yeah, and I'm
like, or worthless. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was like, it was a business decision that another company made. Okay, so that has nothing to do with me.
You. Not personal.
And then it was like, okay, well, my career like feels like it's over. And then it's like, okay, but that's my career. That's not who I am. I'm still Maddie Marlowe. Like, she's not just Tay from Maddie and Tay. She's Taylor Dye. And I'm not just, you know what I mean? Like, and just separating the two. So, but it's still hard. Like,
but how wonderful to learn something so painful so early on in your career, honestly. Because moving forward, you will always be able to get back to that center eventually.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, and the story that we have now to tell, especially because we have a record coming out in the fall, and it's...
And let's talk about that, because out of the lion's pit comes, like, y'all had this huge explosive number one song, then your label folds, has nothing to do with you guys, and then you're like, what am I doing in my life? And now all of a sudden you're on a new label, new album,
Maddie
and Tay 2.0. Start.
Yes.
Tell me about that. Like, tell me about the new music and how that rebirth feels.
So we're hoping it's going to come out in the fall, and it's a story record. So
like
to
the
go
story?
The story. Yes, the story. So to go hand in hand with all of that, like Maddie said, it was important for us to not... essentially let all of that pain and emotion go to waste. So it was like, we don't want to lie to our fans. The fans know that we struggled. The fans know that there was a time where we didn't feel like we were ever going to get to release new music. Mm-hmm. So let's put that emotion into this record and make it count, make it a story. And even though, so it's through the eyes of a relationship. So it starts off, the first song on the record is our single, Friends Don't.
And that's about dating.
Yeah, so it's like, who's going to make the move?
Because friends don't call you at midnight. Friends don't want
to
flirty text.
Exactly. Yes, so exactly. It's like the in love phase of a relationship, which is where we felt at the peak of our career.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to the heartbreak phase, which is what we felt as well.
So which song is that one the most, would you feel?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I don't know, because there's like five different breakup songs that all say something different.
Is it kind of like breakup with the label music too? Not just guys, it's sort of like all in
It's all of it. All, but every song is like a intimate relationship, romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But even though our emotions were definitely at that time coming from... you know, just the career change. But
so you go from the peak to the valley and then
the redemption.
We're like on the hill, like in the middle of the peak, like in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we're not on the complete far side of the silver lining yet, but we see it, we feel it. We feel like we're there. We just feel like, especially now with our new label home, we've never felt this creatively free.
Wow.
And the fact that we're even getting to create a 14 song story record that is completely so honest and true to us. I don't know. It just feels good to be back and feel
in
like
a creative space where you're really expressing what your soul wants to say.
Well, and the end of the record, it's like, what, three or four songs where it's all about redemption. And it's all about this girl has her power back and she's just like, you know, I'm good. I went through some stuff, but I'm good and I'm coming back. And now we're actually living the redemption side of things right now, like for real, to where it's like people will be like, oh my gosh, y'all look so good. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm happy.
We feel bad. So,
they're like, oh, your skin looks so good. I'm like, it has nothing to do with my skin. I'm just really happy.
Oh my gosh,
oh my right.
No, because everyone's like, your skin looks so good to both of us. They're like, oh, you look so beautiful. My girl, I'm just happy. This hair is crusty, but I'm just
glowing
happy.
From happy.
What foundation do you use? Joy.
I love that. Okay, I want to talk to you guys guys forever. We've probably been talking like, oh yeah, we've been talking for a long time. That's why it's time to wrap up
now.
This whole thing's been super inspirational.
You're so inspirational. I seriously, when I was like, we're coming to do this, you need to know you are killing
You're killing it.
You are totally doing what you're supposed
to be
doing.
I really appreciate that. And I keep trying to just like narrow it down because I love country music, but I really just love the souls of the people behind it more.
This is really important. Like that, whatever you do, like go and chase everything, but this is like so special and so important. There's not many podcasts, like there's so many podcasts that are like, oh, how to be a good lover, you know, like, or just like fun little like, just...
Soul living is really, because that's what I struggled with. I came to Nashville and I was like, I'm going to be a star. I'm going to be famous so then people will love me and I'll find myself work.
Right. Yeah.
And I got far enough up the ladder chasing all that stuff to realize, okay, this is not how you find love. This is not how you find self-worth.
Right.
And as soon as like one thing crashes, like the whole thing can fall apart. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have something deeper to lean on, you can lose it. But and I had a full-blown meltdown and breakdown and moved to Austin, threw my whole life away for a little while.
Hey, Austin's a good place to do that.
But I feel like so many people struggle with that. Like when something goes wrong, you feel like your whole world's ending. But really, you just have to separate what is happening from who you are.
Well, absolutely. If you are a spiritual person, God does not cause pain without purpose. So you have to know that like any painful thing, like even like the speed bumps that we've been going through lately, still trying to get this song going and trying to make it work. Like every day there's a speed bump and I'm like, okay, I'm hurting and it's hard and it's tricky, but like there's a purpose for everything. And sometimes you have to go through some stuff to appreciate.
You do.
You know what I mean?
You like, do.
We know.
We view it all differently now. For sure.
So much more appreciation. Okay, so let me wrap up with Leave Your Light, because that feels like I like to end with Leave Your Light. So explain to me that, like what the point of this whole life is, this journey, what you guys are trying to do. Like if you're trying to talk to young women, especially, or women, like just leave some inspiration for us.
Connect with people. That's been my biggest life lesson, life goal, is just like to connect soul to soul. And I feel like
really connect,
especially on the parts that maybe, like we were talking about earlier, you don't understand, but you're still going to connect, because what makes them different than you is what makes them special and unique. And just be kind.
I love that.
I feel like for me, I think perspective, like always work on changing your perspective. Mm-hmm. Like when it is bad, accept that it's bad and it's not good, but just always know that it's going to turn around. Like, just always try to flip that perspective. Like, obviously, you know those people that are like, it's going to work out and everything's going to be great. It's like, no, screw you.
Totally.
Just know that everything works together for the greater good. Yes. And if you are a spiritual person, like, dig in, y'all. I mean, it is like... just knowing your spiritual journey, and I feel like that's so connected with your purpose. But every single person has a purpose. Like,
we all are here for a reason.
Yes. That person working in the bar across the street, no one is a mistake, and everyone has worth. So just know your worth and always try to change your perspective. Don't be so stuck in a closed-minded situation. But I think connecting is so important too.
I like yours too.
Yeah.
You guys!
Halitosis.
Yes. Am I like, don't smell my breath?
No. I feel like I had, is it called pho for lunch?
Yeah, I was just drinking coffee.
Okay, great. And then my feet probably smell too. I'm like, I'm sorry if I've been just like giving you all my smell.
We're just letting the toes free. We let the pigs fly.
Dogs bark, y'all.
I love you so much.
Thank you for taking the time to chat with us.
You are our therapist today.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all are my therapist today. Are you kidding me?
And that's what I want everyone to hear.
That's why you have to keep doing this, because it's literally a therapy session. And then for your listeners, for me, like on an airplane, when I'm like, struggle blessing.
Okay, I'm not alone.
I'm like, oh my gosh, she totally gets it. And her, you know, the person she's interviewing, and she get like, it's just so
nice. And I feel like people could look at you guys and be like, they never understand what I'm going through. But really, y'all totally understand what they're going through. Because everyone is just going through this life.
We are all way more similar than we think. There's less differences than there are, you know, similarity. We're so similar in so many ways. But
we try to divide. But I really think this generation is going to stop the division.
I don't think
we all, like, our group of this, whatever we're in,
it's all open-minded.
We don't care about that.
Yeah, totally.
No one cares about trying to get everyone classified and divided up.
Exactly.
Like,
no,
it doesn't,
it's just
who
like
cares?
Everyone, let's all hang and be friends and have a good time.
I love you guys.
I love you.
We need to do this like
every.
Yeah.
That wraps it for part one and part two of Maddie and Tay's podcast. How much did you love that? Are they not the cutest, most amazing, soulful girls you've ever met? I can't believe they're so young and they have so much wisdom already. That's incredible. I love them so much. Y'all get excited for their new album that's coming out. I know it's going to be amazing, just like them. Love Maddie and Tay, and we'll see you next week.